This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499.
También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business. Taking care of
business. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, sin wants to kill you. But lost people don't know they lost. So sin is a mainstay in their life. They're looking for something they lost, and they're going after things that can't save them. So they stay lost. Amen. There's people in this room today that are lost. I got good news for you. Amen. God wants you to be found. You ain't finding the Lord. He found you. God was not lost. You were. Everybody in this room at one point or another in their life was lost. And God found you. And lost people are doing what they are supposed to be doing. They are sinning. Don't ever look at me and say, I don't know why you're letting them people in the church. Look at them. They're sinners. Well, that's what we're trying to do. Get the sinners in the church. If you want to go to a church where they don't want those sinners in there, you're in the wrong church. That's not this kind of church. This kind of church, we want lost people to come in so they can get found. Come on, somebody say, let's find some lost people. Because we were all lost. And the quicker you acknowledge the fact that at one point in your life you were lost and God found you, then you understand what grace is all about. Amen? Somebody say, the lost people. Then we have another category of people in America called the saved people. Everybody say, the saved people. Most of the time, what we mean when we say the saved people, we're talking about people that at some point in their life, they've come to an altar and they said, Jesus, please come in my heart, save me, change me, make me more like you. I give you my life. They prayed a prayer, they cried a tear, and now they're saved. If I die, I believe I'm going to go to heaven. I might not really be passionate about Jesus. I might not really be passionate about my pursuit of Jesus. I'm not what you would really call somebody that is out there for God or on fire for God, but I am saved. And I might not be a tither. I might not be a regular attender. I might say a few cuss words Monday through Friday, but not on Sunday. I'm saved. How many know? I recognize we got some people like that. Come on, somebody. Amen. And then there's the third type of the person that we talk about. We would call this guy, he's on fire. He's on fire for God, amen. He's red hot. He all he does is talk about Jesus. He's walking through Walmart singing praises to God, and he's just talking to people and speaking in the Holy Ghost in the middle of Chick-fil-A. He don't care what anybody thinks about it. He's just red hot for Jesus, and he's smiling. A hurricane could have knocked his house down. He's still smiling. Huh? His dog could have got run over and his kid run away and his mama hung up on drugs. And he's still smiling because he knows who he is in Christ. He's on fire, amen. He gets up like David at the rising of the sun and he's going down the same. And he says, the name of the Lord is to be praised. When I get up in the morning, I'm going to praise him. When I go bed at night, I'm going to praise him. When I get out the next day, I'm going to praise him because he's my God. Hallelujah. His heart is on the Lord. His mind is on the Lord. Everything he does is filtered through the will of God. Somebody say he's on fire. Is everybody all right? Can I keep going? Now, the only problem with that, how many of you believe that scenario exists in the United States of America today in the church? No, honestly, do you believe that really exists, those three scenarios? We see that, don't we? Come on, amen. The only problem with that scenario is it's not in the Bible. There are not three types of people in the Bible. Come on, help me somebody, amen? In fact, the only time they tried to bring a system of three types of people in the Bible was in the book of Revelation chapter 3, and the Bible said they tried to present this three structured thing of a lost person, a saved person, and an on fire person. And when they presented that, they said, God looked at them and he said, you make me want to throw up. Come on, amen. It was called hot, cold, and lukewarm. Come on, amen. God said, I can take the hot, I can take the cold, I can take the ones that are on fire, and I can take the ones that are lost, but it's all you saved people make me want to throw up. I didn't come here to hear this today. I thought you would sit tight. It's getting better. Come on, amen. He said, it's them saved folks. I just taste bad. Come on, amen. It's them folks that believe by their church attendance and them doing good but not doing God is going to get them through the gate. They're people that believe they're good enough. Come on, somebody. Huh? It's those people, the saved people, that have reduced Christianity to behavior modification. And they have made more about being how you behave than having a transformed life by the power of God. They tell you got to act like a Christian, sound like a Christian. You can't do this, can't do this, don't go there, don't do that. And they forget that everything that happens in your life is supposed to be the fruit of a relationship that you have with an almighty God. That's what makes you burn. It's a big difference from behavior modification. Come on, somebody. Huh? People that have not necessarily changed the focus of their passion, we've just learned how to corral the passion. We just kind of box it in and live in our little Christian subculture bubble. Come on, there's an American culture out there that don't know nothing about us people. There is a whole world in the United States of America that get up every morning, go to work, live their life, play Little League baseball with their kids, and just do whatever they want, and they don't have a clue what we do in our Christian bubble. They live in a whole nother track of life. I gave you a disclaimer up front. It's okay, we're going to have to shout our way through it. You're going to be okay. You're going to be all right. Go ahead and say, I'm going to shout my way through this, Pastor. I'm going to be all right. Is it possible we have created a culture in the American church that really does not reflect Jesus at all? Is that possible? I mean, have we seen that? Is it possible that we have put more emphasis on the blessing than in believing the one who blesses? Is it possible we have put more emphasis on receiving than we have pouring out? Is it possible that we have allowed for a culture of blaming and excuses and offenses rather than personal responsibility and action? Come on. We got a gospel in the church today that if it creates any discomfort in anybody's life, they immediately classify people as legalists. I am not a legalist, but I understand that there are some things in the kingdom that he's going to call me to that when I move from level to level, it's going to create some discomfort in my life from the habits that I have. We're living in a world where Jesus said it's going to cost you everything. We don't talk about that a lot. It's going to cost you everything. I get amazed at people today. If you talk about anything that has to do with the cost factor, you talk about anything that has to do with discipleship, then you're classified as a legalist. Everybody thinks there's an exclusionary cause to pain in the gospel. I don't want no pain. This gospel's painful. I just want to sit back and, you know, watch Christian TV once or twice a week and go to church and kind of enjoy the show. Listen, if that's true, God needs to come down from heaven right now and apologize to Peter, James, John, the Apostle Paul. He needs to apologize to his own son. He needs to look at Jesus and say, you know, I'm really sorry about sending you to the cross to die for all them people. You really didn't need to do that at all. There was no need for it. We have got this thing that there is no cost factor to giving our life away. Everything. To give it all away for the great prize that he has given us. That stuff, a lot of this stuff in the American culture is just not true. It's just not true. Come on, amen. I mean, there was a man several years ago, they made a movie about him. It's called The Tip of the Spear or The End of the Spear. Jim Elliot. Remember that? Jim Elliot was going down to this island to do a missionary trip to reach unreached people. These people had never seen a white man before, ever. They were cannibals. You say, what's a cannibal? They took other people and put them in a pot and boiled them and ate them. Their main diet was not cow, chicken, lamb, or corn. It was people. Somebody like me would be a delicacy. I show up on that island, and they think it's feast time. We having a feast tonight, honey. Look at that right there. He done rode up on the wrong beach. But Jim Elliot, several days, he knew he was going to this unreached people, and several days before he got there, he began to get in a plane, and he would fly down over the island, and they would throw food out. They would throw rice out. They would throw blankets out. They were throwing all kinds of stuff out that would be a blessing to these people on the island so that when they saw the seaplane land, they would think, seaplane friend, we like seaplane. Seaplane from heaven. Seaplane bless us. Right? That's what they're looking at. Come on, I'm talking about people that have never been a part of society before. Come on, they wore grass skirts. I'm talking about unreached people. Never heard a radio, never seen a TV, never saw a car, never seen a plane until now. Unreached people. So he drops this stuff off every day, every day, every day. And finally, before his last trip where he's going to land the plane and pull up to the beach, he writes in his diary, these words. He says, a man is no fool to give what he cannot keep in order to gain what he can never lose. I'm going to try it again. A man is no fool to give what he cannot keep, talking about his life, to gain what he can never lose. Listen to me this morning. How many of you understand? You will not keep your life. You're going to die on this planet. There is an expiration date to your life, and your Father in heaven knows when you're going to check out. But nobody in here is going to live in this realm forever. You've got to die in this realm before you can be born into the next. This body got to go in the ground. You can't leave unless you exit the body. You're going to die. Somebody say, I'm dying. It's true, you're going to die. Come on, amen. I don't care how many doctors you hire. I don't care if you got Google people and Facebook people and all these people trying to extend life. Even if they make you live to be 200 years, you're still going to die. I don't know why anybody want to live 200 years in this mess. Come on, amen.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
You will not keep your life here on this planet. There is a day where this life is going to come to an end, but there are things that you will gain in this life that you will take to the next life. And if you don't do it while you're here in this life, you'll get to the next life without what God had for you here. And you'll arrive in your heavenly destination without everything that God intended for you to have and overcome. Number one. Two characteristics of limitless living. You can tell limitless people by what they chase after. You can tell limitless people by what they chase after. Matthew 4:18 says, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And then he said to them, follow me. Somebody say, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. And immediately they left their nets and they followed him. The initial invitation for everybody in this room today is this from Jesus. Follow me. The heart of God for you in this house today is this. Follow me. Somebody say, follow me. Follow me in what, Lord? You'll guarantee my success? Nope. No guarantees. For notoriety, no guarantees for fame, no guarantees for success, no guarantees that you won't feel rejected, no guarantees that you'll ever be betrayed. There are no guarantees. There's no disclaimer that Jesus gave. He just said, come and follow me. He said, if you'll follow me, I will make you fishers of men. May I submit to you today that the reason some folks have been in church for many years but have never really become vessels of honor to the Lord is because He can only make those people into a vessel are the ones that are following. If you're in church and you ain't following, He can't make you into anything. Yeah, come on, amen. Listen, I'm talking to myself today too. This is truth, amen. Woo, I feel good. It's hard for me as a pastor because one day I know I'm going to have to stand up in front of the Lord and I'm going to have to give an account for everything that I taught you. I'm going to have to give an account for everything that you heard when you were in here. Come on, y'all ain't helping me no more, amen? If I don't teach you and raise you up to confront a culture that is anti-Christ, then one day you're going to stand in front of the Lord and Jesus is going to look at you and He'll go, you know what? I don't know who you are. I never knew you. Are you sure you were at Truth Church with Pastor Jason? I don't think I know you. Listen, I love the Lord, but I fear God. Come on, amen. Listen, I'm going to say something. You might not like it, but it's the truth. 90% won't cut it. I said 90% will not. 90% is not in your Bible. There is no scripture in the New Testament that says that if you'll be a 90% Christian, you get in. I'm talking about sold out to the cause of Jesus Christ. Jesus said you have to be willing to take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. That means walk away from everything if you want to follow me. Put your trust in me. Put your faith in me. Let me direct your life. Let me order the steps of your life. Let me have control of your life. And if you do, you will find your destiny in me. You believe that this morning? We find it's hard to believe because we've grown up in a nation that's pretty much had a Christian culture. It's like President Obama said 5 years ago, we're post-Christian culture now. Most of the people growing up in this generation don't know a thing about God. Nothing. They don't know anything. We're coming to a time in the culture of this country where it ain't going to be long. If you're a Christian, then everything else in secular society will be your adversary. It's coming. It's coming. I don't have to prophesy it. It's in the Bible. It's coming. It's the last days, prophesy it. Pretty soon we're not going to be allowed to have church. Some of our grandchildren in here will not be allowed to go to church in this country. It's going to happen. Say, I don't believe all that. Listen, secular laws are getting passed every day, inhibiting the rights of Christians to be free Christians. In California right now, it is illegal to have a Bible study in your home. Fact. It is a fact. You can't have a home group and you can't have a Bible study in your home because it is a residence and it is not considered a place of worship and it is not under the city ordination for worship. If you got more than four people in your house praying, you can go to jail. Somebody did it. They got a $300 fine, then they got a $500 fine. They told them if you have a Bible study in your house again, it's 6 months in jail. That's where we live today. Listen, I'm not trying to be political. I'm trying to be real. We're coming to a time when being a Christian is not going to be the flavor of the month. So what are you going to do when you are the adversary to the nation that you live in? Because you believe in Jesus, what are you going to do when the culture hates you? What are you going to do when they pass laws to shut you up? What are you going to do when most of society despises you because you believe in Jesus? We're fast approaching that now. There are 35% of the people living in this country just absolutely despise Christians. Despise them. Think they're all a bunch of nut jobs, fruit bags. Come on. They do. And it's all the way out there in a culture that does not believe in God and hates anybody that does. It's coming. So you're scaring me, Pastor. No, I'm just telling you, you need to be ready. You need to be ready. Come on, amen. Huh? I want to know where your relationship's going to be when you have to draw a line in the sand and somebody says, if you follow Jesus, this is what's going to happen to you. Huh? We're already at the point where business people can't even own their business and live by their Christian convictions because it violates somebody else's right. They're shutting down Christian businesses. We've seen that happen over a dozen times in the last 3 years. So I don't know about that. Read your news. It's been all over the news. Amen. So here's the question. Are you following him for what he can do for you, or are you following him because you're sold out? Come on, huh? Are you following him because he really is the Lord of glory? He really is the answer, and there is none besides him. Amen? I believe with all my life we're going to be tested like no other generation before in this country. This generation is going to be tested, and if you don't have the faith of God in your heart to stand the test, we're going to see a big falling away from Christianity. The Bible prophesied that many people's hearts will wax cold, and they will fall away from the kingdom. I don't want nobody in Truth Church falling away from the kingdom of God because you weren't told the truth. So I'm going to tell you the truth.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. 1-888-888-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Nations rise up.